How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
As an older guy who, you know, I don't know how much longer I'm going to play, you know, I'm excited that we're not far away, and that if we get the right people in here, that we could potentially take it to the next level.
That was Adam Thielen looking at what happened yesterday in a positive light, Maxie, and he's excited about the future.
Yeah, I mean, it's so unknown right now, and it's so complicated with NFL teams. You know, we were talking the last hour about Eric Kendricks, and I asked him yesterday about the culture, and then he gave that answer that it can't be fear-based. And, you know, some of that they can say, okay, but you don't know who the new coach is going to be either. And you know, I've heard every excuse from players in the books. He's too soft. He's too this. He's too that. So some of it is a player's responsibility, too, and they did not certainly overperform this year, especially at crunch time. And some of that is not on coaches. That's on players. And too many times, whether it was a kicker missing a kick or the inability to defend against Detroit, that wasn't coaches. That was players. And so sometimes, you know, people think, well, the coach can fix all that. The coach can fix some of it. The general manager can fix some of it, but not all of it. But I would imagine what you're going to see, Vanita, as we profile who will be the general manager and the coach, is you will have, my guess would be, a younger general manager. And the reason is because, generally speaking, Rick Spielman would be considered an older general manager. And generally speaking, if it doesn't work, then you go the opposite, whether it's right or not. And a younger coach, and what they will be trying to do is sell the team on, hey, we're all one here. My office is always open. Anything that you got, you can come and talk to me about anything, anytime. My guess is that's what they're going to come up with, because I believe that that's in part what happened with this team, with the leadership council and the whatnot, when they talked to the Wilfs, was this is what we want. We want more say. We want more this. We want more that. So my guess is that will be the profile, the new general manager and the coach, is that they'll say, hey, these guys want to be heard. They want to know that you're on their side, all these things. And that's who will end up with the job, because I think that's what the players have gotten out of this.
Absolutely. How different will this team look in the fall, do you predict? Will Kirk Cousins be our quarterback?
Yeah. I do think he will be the quarterback, and I don't think it's going to look a lot different. I look at this roster that they had come into this season, and I thought it was good. I mean, they had picked up an offensive lineman in the first round, and Darisaw, that could play left tackle. He was good when he played. Brian O'Neill coming into his prime. I didn't realize that Garrett Bradbury would take a step back as a tight end. Obviously, they lost Irv Smith. That was big as a tight end, you know, before the season ever started. But then on defense, I thought Rick Spielman did a great job going out and fortifying it with cornerbacks and defensive linemen. You know, last year, that defensive line was so bad at the end of the year with young players, and I thought they had really fixed it. Now, obviously, if Danielle Hunter's there and Everson Griffin is there for the year, it's a different defensive line, but I thought they had really done a good job, and they still have a lot of those guys under contract, so it's not going to be a vastly different team. I don't think anybody's going to overhaul this thing. I think they're going to play to try to get in the playoffs next year with veterans, as opposed to saying, you know, let's get rid of Cousins, all those things. What will happen is you'll come in and you'll say, well, who's our best bet at quarterback? And after they do all the math, they're going to say, Kirk Cousins. You know, maybe they'll draft one, but that's what's going to happen, because they're going to realize that, you know, we saw Sean Mannion. There's lots of guys like that, and Kirk Cousins is at a different level than most quarterbacks. He might not be Aaron Rodgers, but he's a lot better than a lot of quarterbacks out there.
Okay. It is 8:44. We're talking to Maxie about the Vikings situation. Vikes are going to select 12th overall in the draft. What's your prediction on who they'll be?
Yeah, it's hard to say right now. You have to see who all comes out in the draft until everybody decides whether or not they're staying or going, especially with the COVID years and guys being able to come back. That changes things everywhere. Because somebody asked me yesterday, you think they did quarterback at 12? And I said, yeah, I think they would if the right quarterback was there. That doesn't mean that that guy would play right away next year, but their needs are many. Every team's are. You could easily make a case if there's a great offensive lineman. That doesn't happen very often. If they don't sign Patrick Peterson, you could look at a cornerback again. There's lots of places there. Anthony Barr, you know, was a first round pick. It doesn't look like he'll come back. You could try to get an outside linebacker. So there's lots of places that they could, fortify right now. And at number 12, you're going to get a pretty good player.
Georgia beat Alabama 33-18 last night. I love the Vikings connection here. Dalvin Cook's brother James ran for 77 yards for Georgia last night.
Ooh, he was good in the semifinals, too, and he catches the ball out of the backfield, too, and he looks a little bit like Dalvin out there. I remember talking to Dalvin about him when he first went to Georgia, and he had to wait. You know, he didn't just he wasn't like they put him on the field and it was instant success. He had, you know, a lot of good running backs at Georgia, and he had to pay his dues and prove himself as a young player, and now he's starting to see the he's all of his goals are starting to come to fruition. But he's got a lot of Dalvin in him, does a lot of things the same way Dalvin does. And I don't know that he can be another Dalvin Cook because there aren't many like him, but he's a pretty darn good running back.
All in the family. Love it. Hey, tonight, Timberwolves versus New Orleans, 6:30 right here on CCO. Is everyone healthy? Will everyone be on the court? It's always like that. Hold your breath.
That's the question we ask every day when we get up, right? You know what, though, Vinny, think about this. It's going to be pretty hard for them to be unhealthy again anytime soon because everybody's had it almost on that team, you know?
Good point.
So for 90 days, they should be in pretty good shape because their top three players have all gone through it. So they may be the big beneficiary here. And a lot of guys got playing time while they were out there to become better players, Jalen Noel and Jared Vanderbilt. So, and they play New Orleans tonight, who, without Zion this year, really haven't been much of a factor. So they could easily get to 5 straight wins tonight. And they have been fun to watch the last few games.
Yes. Absolutely. Hey, real quickly, we didn't get to talk yesterday about Jack LaFontaine, the Gopher goaltender who's now with the Carolina Hurricanes. You know, I didn't like seeing some of the stuff going on Twitter, just really coming down hard on him deserting the team.
Oh, sure.
The guy had a great opportunity. In my mind, of course he's going to take it. And you wish him well, and you want to see Justin Close do well in his place.
Yeah, Close hasn't played enough I mean, it's really a tough position. I'm going to go see Bob Motzko today to put a team in. I've always thought, and this happened with Kyle Posey years ago, too, where he left, but in general, there's been kind of this gentleman's agreement, you know, with teams that you don't go get a player during the middle of the year. And that where it hurts the NHL teams is with agents that want to come back, et cetera, and get players and get the blessing of the colleges. That being said, you know, with this COVID thing and these people down, especially at goaltender, you got to have so many in the system. We got Ottinger and Charlie Lindgren, both from Lakeville, have played and played well this year for teams in part because of COVID. So, you know, it's not like a defenseman or a forward. You got to have X amount of goaltenders in your system. And for $750,000, the kid's looking at this.
Yeah.
And with an $80,000 signing bonus and a chance to, you know, get into the system, that's tough for him to say no to that. And it's sad that it's worked out this way, you know, because the Gophers really needed him. But you look at what he was looking at and you go, boy,
of course.
Pretty hard to say no to that right
and
now.
And it's
you
his
know?
Dream. Yeah, you got to let a kid go for his dream. I don't know. It's tough to see some of that stuff going on Twitter about a college kid.
Well, yeah, and you knew that was, you know,
that's the way it goes.
That's the Twitter world we live in, right? but if I'm Jack LaFontaine, I'm walking away and not reading any of that and going, I got my own deal I got to do here.
Absolutely, and we wish him the best. Thank you so much, Maxie. Appreciate it.
Yep, talk to you tomorrow, Vinny.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sounds good. We'll be back with weather and traffic.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.